Everybody, well, have a happy Monday. And the date today is September 4th, 2017. And let's clear the date for everybody. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That seemed pretty calm. That's pretty strange, but it does. So let's energize the light being or beings on your monitor screen. Bringing peace energy to you. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And if you have a situation going on, something bugging you or bothering you, physical pain will release that. So you need to look at that one timeline, or maybe the clone replicas are with you and giving you this stuff happening to you. So here we go. I can release one of those for you. Think of it right now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, we'll turn it over to our wonderful co-host, Elizabeth. Are you out there all dialed up, ready to go?
Yep, I'm here. I'm ready to go. Thank you, everybody, so much for joining us. And welcome to the Healing Highway. And if you'd like to send us a question during the show, you can email us at clsquestions@yahoo.com. Or you can go to Ron's website, creationlightship.com. And while the show is live, there's a chat link at the top of the page on the white banner. And you can also find that on our bbsradio.com homepage. So send us a question either way via email, or if you prefer to do it anonymously, just use that form. And there's been a lot going on. So we've had a lot of unique and different healing calls, and we've had a lot of shows. And we've been getting a lot of testimonials, not only from the Saturday call that took place on the 2nd, just the day before yesterday, and that was the placenta session, plus a bonus pin removal. So we've been getting a lot of feedback from that. If you were on that call and you'd like to send something in, you can please do so. We'd love to hear from you and hear about your experience. And as usual, Ron's been doing the radio shows during the week, as well as the calls that are coming up, and another session of wonderful 7-hour healing intensives, which are coming up. I believe the first one starts on the 10th. That would be the Sunday the 10th. And prior to that is, again, another wonderful monthly 4-hour ascension prep call on the 9th. And then they continue consecutive Sundays through the month. So that's always great to get signed up for, especially following such an intense healing session if you participated in that on Saturday. So I guess we will just go ahead and start reading testimonials from that, because there are quite a few. And one listener was on the call on Saturday, and he was wondering, will the placenta call help my mother? I should have put her on the call with me, but I didn't think of it in time. I kept having an image of my poor mom, and next to her was this kind of sack hanging down like an insect nest, but looking kind of dead, all very sad. I didn't feel much during the call. I just cried out once while in pain. I guess I feel kind of numbed out these days with the ocean of suffering, as the Buddhists describe it. It's just one thing after another. I do try to stay positive. I do feel subtly more strongly myself and wonder if more life force connected to me retrieved from that awful thing.
Well, your mother or anybody's mother might benefit, because we actually killed the placenta. So as the aliens or whoever had that energy, or it could even be used right now, it could be in people walking around physically here and using your life force energy from your own personal placenta, as they may have taken something out of that to farm out, to do things with. We'll just keep it kind of simple here. So the fact that it is dead means that it would be dead from whoever used it initially, from the get-go. So I had to terminate that energy completely. So, yeah, your mother could feel that termination energy, Anna, is, you know, with that, it might help her. As far as what was done on the call, you know, she would not really feel any of that. But if there was, according to that placenta, it would be taken away from the original first cause energy there. Now, she still could be out on timelines like yourself with the placenta, and I have no control over that. But chances are, you know, that could be a possibility. If anybody's listening, they kind of feel maybe not complete with the energy of that we did on Saturday, which is like almost, you know, back-to-back healings on it, then go in and you do a bunch of timeline crashes for your own particular placenta. Oh, back to you.
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea. And it seems like a lot of people had a variety of different reactions. Some were expressing sadness, some were crying, and some were just kind of feeling cold or feeling kind of tired. It was a very heavy call, I think. And I think because, you know, we've all been through the birthing process here, it's all something that we've had to deal with. Now, I don't know if you've given birth yourself, then you've had, or you've had multiple births, and every time you will have had a separate placenta for each child that you've given birth to. So there could be something there too. It's probably different for everybody. So I think that doing the timeline crashing is always a good idea, especially after one of these special calls, is there really isn't like a blanket statement that we can make that will resonate probably with everybody, since everyone's had a different experience in their body. And there's a part 2 and 3 of this question, Ron, from the same listener, so I'll just go on here and we can move on. But he's wondering, could Ron please define mind of the body? I realize when I hear that, I don't know what it is, though I can sense it. Is it an earth spirit energy, a kind of body diva, or is it from spirit? I think not.
Well, the mind of the body is into your physical body, and it's part of your physical body that does healing on it. So whenever you have a situation going on, that's, we'll say, something that you're aware of, you know, then the mind of the body is what takes care of your problems, maybe a cut finger or a broken arm or something. So it's there to give you a remedy to release your pain and to help your body heal. So that's why you do the timeline crashes on it, and also, you know, the death barcodes, so that you would want to get it back into wholeness. Well, it doesn't have barcodes on it, preventing it from doing its job inside of you. And, you know, I've been sending out a lot of codes for people on the mind of the body, so anybody's listening, and, you know, you're brand new, you need to first get the death barcode clearing, alien death barcode clearing, I believe it's called. Then you do the amount of death barcodes that I tell you you have, which is going to kill you. And then after that, then you can do the mind of the body, if that's what you choose to do, or you can do your next option, which would be your stress. And then you also do depression. But basically, that's what you need to do if you want to actually jumpstart, we'll say, maybe your, I'm kind of loose at this here, we'll just say jumpstart maybe your lymph system, your healing abilities, et cetera, to help yourself out. Oh, back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, that's a great point, Ron. And also, if anybody has been working on that and you'd like to let us know, please email us again at clsquestions@yahoo.com or through our fast chat feedback form links. Okay, and so the final part of this question is another term I use for entity, the Buddhist term hungry ghost. they describe spirits who are always hungry, and even the gods can turn into hungry ghosts too. I see many humans as hungry ghosts, mainly using others to get energy, like money and goods, to satisfy their desires. Being sick is interesting. You find that almost nobody really cares much. Nobody really cares much. You find out who your real friends are. So, yeah, that's kind of true.
Yep, sounds like it.
Yep. Okay, so moving on to a second testimony from the Saturday call, and this listener wrote it, I woke up today feeling like I had lots of room all around me filled with light. Then I remembered the fantastic placenta call, and I remembered what Ron had said about not revisiting issues. I knew that I should not remember the mountain of blackness that Ron took away. Instead, I relaxed and dropped my thoughts into my heart, then bathed in the peace that replaced it.
Yeah, you want to, whenever you have a clearing, and then after that, your healing takes place because your body can integrate more energy into it. But during that process, and you have it completed then, and you feel good, don't look back upon your past. Walk away, Renee. Just know that, you know, what happened to you is fixed, and don't look back. What will happen is sometimes your people around you, your friends or whatever, will comment about something that they see has changed in you. Gee, why aren't you living any longer? And right away, you know, they're trying to bring you back onto their timeline of seeing you with your corrupted body with a problem. And then all of a sudden you can take that thought and now go back into that, and it might be more difficult to do, but you can bring back the past, okay, and recreate it, which is what you don't want to do. So just remember that, you know. Anyway, that's what happens.
Yeah, it's kind of like instead of, you know, looking back on that, you'd want to just kind of acknowledge it and then move on, because there's really no point in trying to rehash that, and it does sort of set you back. So if you're doing that, then it might be a barcode or something that, you know, if you can't move forward or you keep thinking about, oh, all this bad stuff happened to me, and even if you've done healings, maybe the one that comes to mind is that reoccurring events and problematic situations barcode removal, or maybe even mind looping, because you can't, for some reason, you're not able to let go. And those are both, the problematic situation barcode removal is a one-time healing. And then the mind looping, let's see, that is a whole lifetime clearing. Well, actually, yeah.
Yeah, so mind looping could do that. You know, there's many things, but yeah, just don't even think about it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, simply, do what that listener did and do the mind heart drop.
Yeah, and as a few days go by, I would say, remember, your body now is getting used to being well. And so it's still kind of like wondering what happened, because it had this past history stored in it of a problem. And now it's going, gee, you know, I'm not limping anymore. What's going on here, you know? And so it's trying to figure this thing out. Well, once it knows wellness, then it can go, yeah, it's probably okay, but, you know, I really don't know. Then the next day comes up, and it goes, wow, I'm not limping anymore. So probably after maybe 3 to 5 days, your body now is set into wellness, and what happened to you in your past is like history, like it happened to somebody else. Remember, your evil friends can't bring it back to you if you, you know, allow them to. So, I guess you could always tell them that you don't want to talk about it or something, or whatever, or just, you know, it's hard to say what to say, but, you know, do some timeline crashing on them about your problem. Maybe they'll forget about it. And take it off your psychic billboard that you ever had it on there. That's probably the best thing you could do, is take it off your psychic billboard that it never existed. So we have a request to go out and battle aliens, and we'll do that at 1:30. So if you want to feel what that's like, we'll be doing that here. I gave the aliens some warnings so they could get out of Dodge here. Hopefully they won't come back to try to do something, but maybe they will, you know, leave. And you might feel yourself getting lighter as they're leaving. So we're going to be doing some alien termination now that has caused harm. After the placenta call on Saturday, I had to do a couple major battles. Probably lasted maybe 3 hours, I'm guessing. Plus going into underground earth tunnels here, blasting these things. So I can't describe it too much, but that's what happened for me freeing you people on the call. So anyway, that's kind of what it was about. The freeing effect was that the aliens took your placenta and put contracts on you with it. And so going back to first cause energy, going back to a special location to where they initially came into the earth and started controlling things, we're taking that out. So that would tend to free you. It gets a little complicated, but that's basically it. So you got your walking papers when the possession was terminated, because they were using that and connecting you into their mind matrix reality here, and having a lot of contracts attached to you. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, it sounded like parts of that call were very heavy, and there were points where Ron actually did say that battles were starting. So I think it's really awesome if you were able to get on that call, because it's probably gotten a lot of stuff cleared out and cleared off of you. And somebody else wrote in and said, regarding that, amazing healing, feels so much more expansive in the present.
That's right.
So just a nice way to sort of put that feeling into words. Okay, so while we're waiting to go out on the battle, which that's kind of exciting, somebody has a question about running two different types of clearings at the same time. And they're asking, is it okay to remove the placenta barcodes on one computer while on the other computer I run the body system rejuvenation along with blood and circulatory system as I am halfway through the body jumpstart? Thanks so much for the placenta clearing. Such an amazing call.
Yeah, I don't see anything wrong with that. That should be fine.
Okay, great. And somebody else is asking, mind of the body or placenta death barcodes, in which order is best if I haven't done them yet?
What's that again?
They're wondering, which one is it better to do first, mind of the body or placenta death barcodes?
I'd probably do the mind of the body.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, because you want to get your healer activated. So remember, if you have anything going on with you, you know, you want your healer to be, you know, activated and be online so it can help you.
Yeah, that sounds like a good starting point too, because that's probably going to make your other clearings more effective if you've done your mind of the body clearing. That's a really important one to do. Okay, so the next question has to do with the depression death barcode removal. And this listener wrote in, if I have 3 physical death barcodes and 5 emotional stress death barcodes, do I clear my name and depression under option 1 3 times and physical death barcode first and option 2 5 times and stress death barcodes later?
Well, you first do your regular death barcode. That's for your body. So the physical
right.
body gets first, and then
so
from there you
they
do
would,
your
they had 3, so they'd clear 3 physical death barcodes.
Okay. And then do 3 of the stress death barcodes, and then do 3 of the depression death barcodes, and then you want to do your mind of the body death barcodes after that. And the first 3 are going to take 2 hours per barcode. So if you have 3, that would be 2 hours times 3. It would be 6 hours, and now you have 3 of those different types to do. It means 18 hours of clearing. And then from there, that's minimum, because you may want to have breaks. And then from there, what you do, and you don't have to do it all at one time. I'm just telling you how many hours you have. Some people get kind of confused. I don't know why, but they do. But from there, then you can do your mind of the body, and that only takes 1 hour per death barcode. The other one takes 2, because you're clearing your emotion and your spirit after you clear the barcode, which is 1 hour in length. So back to you.
Okay, so the mind of the body, is that part of the barcode removal?
Yeah, you'd want to put it in there, yeah, death barcode, and then type in mind of the body after your name.
Okay. Okay, well, hopefully that clears things up, and that is quite a bit of healing, but it's definitely worthwhile and a huge investment in your quality of life. So somebody else just said the Saturday call was fabulous. Thanks so much. Thanks, Ron, for the great healing on Saturday. I feel so hopeful. I feel clear and full of light. Fantastic. Thanks. That's great.
So we got about 6 minutes to go before we start fighting aliens.
Yeah, so, 6 minute warning.
6 minute warning.
We'll
so if you don't want to fight them, you can maybe just now listen to BBS during that time. It'll probably be maybe 15 minutes in length, I'm guessing. We'll know at the time. Right now, you're all being prepared, and you're in, like, orientation right now, out of time, learning how to fly the ship that you're going to be on, one of the defense fleet ships, and also, you know, how to terminate aliens. So this is going to be a strike on some of their stuff that they're out there doing that we have, you know, information on intel on. Yeah, we're going to hit them before they hit us. So that's what's happening. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, okay, great. So...
yeah, we don't take any prisoners.
Yeah, that's a good point. It's very much a take-no-prisoners kind of a game. So I'll just read one more testimonial here. And it seems like there was a lot of really good feedback from this call. And this listener wrote in and said, Saturday's special healing was a great gift. I had no idea how much the entry here had been affecting me. It's true, it set a life pattern for me. This experience of abandonment has had its way with me my whole life. Very early, before I was 5, I knew all about this feeling. For years, as I was growing up, the first day of school was always very hard for me. So much makes sense now. One of the special gifts of this call is the understanding of where to focus my healing. I had a vague understanding, but this call clearly knocked it out of the park. I'm clear. what surprised me was the alien clearing. The reaction in my body was quite surprising. I see now that what I thought was a natural process is clearly not. Home is something else altogether. Ron put himself in harm's way to help us realize and remember the truth. Takes my breath away.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, I don't get too emotional with this stuff. Or you know, when people, you know, give me comments and things, because it's just, I don't know how to describe it. It's like what I do. And so every time I do a healing or whatever, the healing I know is going to work. I don't even have any second thoughts on it, and it's supposed to work. And so I don't have any real, I don't know what word to use, enthusiasm or ahas or, well, that's great that I get thanks for this here, because I personally don't even need it. It's supposed to happen, but it is nice to hear comments. But if you realize that I don't react to things like you would think they would be, they're supposed to be, I don't react that way. It's just like, you know, like doing a job and you know how to do it, and, you know, it starts and it goes and it's completed. And I'm just happy to do that in a sense. It did upset me. I what pushed my buttons or got me upset a little bit is when I first saw the placenta, like crying. It had like 100 times the energy of the fetus. And see it actually screaming as it was dying really kind of pushed my buttons a little bit. So that is why I had to do healing on everybody on the call the night before. Get rid of that anxiety, trauma, or whatever, in case you would have happened to see what I saw. So, anyway, I'm happy to do the call and to have people move forward and to have you get a new foundation on your life, because that foundation was the first thing is watching like your best friend die, in a sense, which was your placenta, keeping you alive and healthy. So that was your first experience with death. So back to you.
Yeah, gosh, it's really such an incredible organ and provided life, you know, from the time of conception until your birth. And it, yeah, everyone talks about, oh, birth is this natural process, but as this listener so astutely described, it really isn't. And I think we had a couple of questions prior to the call where people were sort of asking, well, like, what happens to the placenta on a light planet? And you just don't have one. You just manifest and take whatever form you want to be. There is no birthing process. So there is no separation. There is no death. There is no anxiety. There is no loss. There is no fear. It's just manifesting your creation. So, Ron, it is half past the hour here. And I'm wondering if we've given everybody a warning, so I'm turning it over to you to start the battles.
Okay, so we're now getting into the light ships again and taking off. I'm going to go kick some butt here, and maybe more than that. So here we go. We're going out. I'm first seeing going out into the Beyondo. Remember, we're out of time. And you're just seeing, if you can tune into a little bit of the energy, the stars are going by so quickly and whatever's out there that you can't even focus on them. And we're hitting different targets now that are out there. I can't really indicate if they're reptilian or not or whatever. You know, there are some energies like that we're hitting. I can say that, but there's so many other ones out there that have come to the planet here to cause harm, and we're just starting to take them out here. And that's what I'm seeing. You might feel your body maybe shake a little bit or twitch if you have a direct hit on your defense fleet ship that you're in. It'll be repaired instantly, and or you'll be taken out of it and get into another one either way. But as you're out of time, you can see things happening instantly, and you can avoid having situations happening 99% of the time with you. So we're still battling these things, and we're taking out major timeline generators right now. I took some out a few nights ago that were working here on this planet, and these are some other ones that may also be affecting things here. Can't really describe too much, but that's what we're taking out is these time matrix generators that bring forth holograms. Remember, the problem with Earth is that people are connected to false realities, and you're bringing in all these holographic realities into your experience brought to you by the aliens. And so all of a sudden you have tons of information and energies coming to you that may not even be valid, but you think it's real. So we're taking these things out right now. Getting a little closer to Earth, going into the underground tunnels here. And like I mentioned before, the tunnels are probably every 10 miles apart, if not closer together, but I can almost guarantee they're 10 miles apart for sure, wherever you go to. If you were to just happen to go down anywhere and you're in a tunnel, there's going to be one adjacent to you within 10 miles, if not, you know, less than that. So the energies that's going through the tunnels, when I was fighting the Nephilim in Antarctica, that was kind of trippy because we'd take them out, and all of a sudden they would pop out of the walls behind us and try to flank us. And so now the light actually goes, besides in the tunnel, it goes on the outside of it. And I think it's set for like maybe a 40-mile, say, radius around the tunnel, even intersect other tunnels. I don't want to have anything come back onto us. So if anything's outside of their hiding, secret passageway or something where the aliens are hiding, they're taken out instantly too. So we're taking out energies now inside the planet here and going around everything here. Earth, to me, is flat. It's not circular. I definitely see it as being flat. And we're going from one side to the other and not circling in a circle like we're going around a tennis ball. We're going from one side to the other doing zigzag patterns, intersecting each other. Remember, if the light hits you and you're in your own little personal ship now, and the ships are probably, the ones now are a little more fortified. They're about a 200-foot diameter ship. If the light hits you, it's not going to affect you whatsoever because it resonates with you. It may actually give you more energy as you're striking other things. So if you do get in trouble, you can always ask for another light ship to hit you. And then at that point, that would happen. And you could get off stuff that's trying to cling to you, like the octopus energies. I see us going out looking for the octopus energies right now, off planet here and also on planet, and I'm trying to find out where they came from. We got some good intel on that and taking out wherever those suckers are, because that's what I think controls our planet here is the octopus energies. So, and they're probably even in control of the reptilians and everything else. It gets to be kind of complicated because you have all these stories about the Nephilim and who controlled them and everything else, and then you got the folklore and stuff of different alien gods, etc. And all these things are real, depends on the timeline you're on. But the octopus energy is definitely one of the big ones here. So right now we're striking all that energy and looking for and terminating their base of our planet here. Here they may have shapeshifted into an octopus. Somewhere else they could look like something else. So let's see here. What are we doing here? Yeah, there's a lot going on. We're taking this energy off of the circular dome on top of us here. A lot of stuff attached to that, doing mind control transmissions from the back side of it here and taking out energies there. Doing something with the purification of the oxygen here because the aliens have put their nanotechnology codes in it. can't say how long this will last as far as we do healing and get rid of things. They could come back again. But right now, we're this is what we're doing. Being in the now, this is what we're doing. And the energy of the waters on the planet are now being attacked also. So we're putting light codes into all the waters here. You might feel a difference if you drink water after this. Might be a little silkier, might go down easier, possibly. You might just try that, getting tap water and seeing what's going on. All the water should start to be resonating a little differently than what it was before. Going into different volcanoes right now here on this planet, taking out critters that live there, and some of them look too nice. This will just be battling a little bit here. Feels like most of this here is completed. So we'll just, I guess, I can let you still be out there battling, but we'll turn it over to Elizabeth here. If we have any comments, and straight up on the hour, you will return from being in the battle. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Wow.
And this only works for the listening. Right now, this will not work on the archives. I should have said that initially. So back to you.
Wow. Okay. So if anybody wants to write in about their experience, if they have something to share, again, you can do so by emailing us at clsquestions@yahoo.com, as well as contacting us through our fast chat feedback, which is available on creationlightship.com at the very top or through our BBS radio homepage. So we don't have any reactions yet from the battles. Someone did say that they felt like after the Saturday call, they felt like they had done the spirit in the box healing, and they felt that their spirit was more in their body and more powerful. So that's really great. And somebody else wanted to know, Ron, in order to clarify doing the death barcode clearing, they're wondering, so we do not need to do the emotional trauma release and spirit integration portion, just the hour of death barcode?
Yeah, that's for the mind of the body. The mind of the body, just do 1 hour. And the other ones, you have to do, you know, the three
healing.
Separate drinks there.
Right. Yeah, and it would be, so for example, if you have one death barcode, you would do the physical, the emotional, and then the depression.
No, it's a physical stress, and then depression.
Okay.
But each barcode...
Oh, right, physical, right, stress, and then depression.
Yeah, but each barcode has the clearing, which is 1 hour in length, whichever one you're using. And then you do the emotional trauma release for half an hour, and then the next half an hour you do your spirit integration. So back to you.
Okay. All right. Yeah, that seems to be, for some reason, people kept getting hung up on that one. So someone else is wondering, can you please explain the difference between... I think that they want to know the Earth barcode removal and the Earth cording grid line.
Okay, the Earth barcode is what keeps you here on the planet. So that's one type of clearing you can do. The other one deals with energetic cordings to your location where you live, or where you are the most. So that's the grid line clearing. And so the grid line is like your job, your home, and if it's really strong, then you find yourself maybe not being able to leave your town. And I have talked to people who have said that to me. They go, Ron, this person here, you know, hasn't left their city, and they only go like about a mile around their house, and they can't go anywhere else. That's their limit. They don't know what's out there. And that's because they're really heavily tied into their Earth GPS location, which is their grid line. The grid line is normally what's there to keep you from moving away from where you are now. So you want to do that clearing if you're choosing to maybe get a new job and you have to relocate, and one comes up, because if you don't do that clearing and you're afraid to leave, you'll lose that opportunity. Most people, I think, are pretty mobile and they can move around, but there are people who just are afraid to go out of that box, go out of that, maybe, you know, their own town. They go, oh, I can't do this, you know, or it feels bad to me. Well, that's because the alien has stuck you into where you are living, and they don't want you to leave. But just another program that they have stuck on you. That's the difference. The Earth one is to keep you here, so you never leave the Earth, and you always think how nice the Earth is, which it is nice, you know, typically, but it's just to keep you here so you know nothing else or want to go anywhere else. So back to you.
Oh, yeah. It's a good clarification, and it's funny, you wouldn't think that you would need to clear that, but it is something
that
probably...
Yeah, and at the time of ascension, you go, I can't leave the Earth, I got this barcode on me.
It's my home.
Yeah, this is my home, you know?
Yeah.
Really tricky, you know?
Yeah, and, you know, I think it probably could have been a nice place at one time, but it's getting harder and harder to be here, so... yeah, it is complicated. It's complicated. We'll just leave it at that. And that is according that we don't really talk about that much. But yeah, that's what anchors you here to this planet. So you do have to clear that. So somebody's comment on the battles was my ship's light guns shoot out in 360 degrees. Cool.
Yep, got one of the new ones.
Oh, nice. And let's see what else we've got here. Oh, Ron, yeah, this question reminded me. Do pets come out on the battles with us?
They can, yes,
Interesting. Okay. Yeah. Sometimes I think I see them out there too sometimes. People's animals battling. Okay. So actually this person is wondering, do I put my pet's name in the new Earth transfer separate from my transfer? To transfer another person, do I have to purchase another transfer?
No, you don't have to, do any more purchasing.
Okay.
Your pet's name you may want to put in. Remember, they're not as contaminated as you, so it might be good to put it in one time, maybe. Thank you.
Okay, and someone else is asking, where do I find the new Earth transfer purchase? You might have to email us on that one. Because I don't
probably send you a link, so that'd be fine.
Yeah, I think we have a link. I don't think it's I remember when Ron first came out with that, it was like I think it was like 1 cent. And you did the penny and then you got the link, but that was a while ago, so we may have to resend you the link. So if you don't have it, just let us know via the Creation Lightship clsquestions@yahoo.com email. Okay, and for some reason, I cannot get back into the inbox, so I'm going to reload the email. Ron, anything you sample clearings you'd like to do?
I have a texture that the lady doing out there battling the the two cats came, and they're out also battling the aliens. So,
oh, that's really cool.
Yep.
Yeah, sometimes I wonder if my animals come with me. Someone's wondering, can animals reincarnate? Do animals come back as something else, as a different animal? I guess they could reincarnate as whatever they want. And a lot of the times people think that, maybe dogs or cats that they've had come back in people as well as in other animals. So I would say yes. Ron, did you have any input on that, or did you want to comment?
I think I don't know if they go up and down on the scale of animals, you know, if they go from a, you know, maybe a two-legged to a four-legged or back and forth, or one that's more evolved, you know. I just don't know what or how that works. But they can, if you had a pet as you were growing up, you know, maybe 30 years ago, naturally that pet no longer, you know, is here, that spirit of that pet could come back into another one that you have maybe now. And you might wonder, you know, it might have the similar mannerisms that it had when it was in the other life form. And some people actually do ask, maybe they have, that's for instance, they have a cat that, died, and they get a new cat, and they want the spirit of the old cat that died into the new one. I think that's a possibility. So you could ask that, and that's what can happen. I don't know if they're sharing spirits in one animal or not. I don't normally look into that often or too much, but that does happen. So back to you.
Yeah, and it seems that it would be, you know, I guess if the animal died suddenly or died of a trauma, the person would feel a greater sense of loss, although I have also heard, people who have had animals for their entire lives never really getting over the shock of losing that pet because they were so meant so much and were so meaningful to their owners. So, yeah, it's I don't know. I mean, I'm not sure I even believe in any of that, of one spirit being more evolved or important than another. It's kind of like I just sort of see it all equally. So I don't really know, what kind of hierarchies they're using. I don't really pay attention to any of that. It's just, you know, life. So, I don't know. It all depends on, I guess, what your situation is. So, let's see. I guess, yeah, you wouldn't want to come back as a dung beetle, but I don't know, even those have their purpose. So, who knows? Nobody really knows, as far as
that's
concerned.
Right.
So, okay. We did get a request, Ron, for a clearing. I guess to sort of paraphrase, somebody was wondering if you could possibly clear the emotion of having something broken, like a broken toy or a broken piece of something you owned, either from, you know, something that was precious to you from when you were a child, or maybe something that happened more recently and you were kind of upset about that.
Okay, so we'll do a couple of clearings. The first one, it sounds like some people have their own little sacred little box or something where they have something in it, and then they take it out, and then all of a sudden somebody else comes and doesn't really see the importance of it, and somehow it gets broken. Where for you, it's like, oh, no, you know? So let's do that, and we'll first do anger that you had toward the other person just for not honoring your whatever it is, you know? So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I'll do that again here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. That feels a little better. Okay, now we're going to take away your frustration of having something broken that maybe you've had for 30 years and it was good until it, and this is more like you messing up because it was out of your control. It wasn't with you. You left it someplace and somebody trashed it for you. That's what the dark side does a lot. So here we go. Unfortunately, that's the way things work. But then you beat yourself up for it because you left and had it in somebody else's possession or whatever happened, had it on a table or outside on a picnic table or something. Then the wind came and blew it off and broke it, you know? So this is something out of your control, but you're still kind of responsible for, or you were responsible and just didn't do the right thing. So here we go, releasing the energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay? And I guess that's probably it. Let's take away your cording and emotional attachment. So think of that object again. Here we go. 1, 2, 3. Oh, boy. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. There we go. So that should feel much better. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, wow. That seemed a bit heavier than I expected. So we are actually coming close to the end of our show here. And I'm just wondering, Ron, if people felt like a lot of energy around that, maybe what are some further clearings that, or maybe even they are samples, some clearings that we could do to sort of be more peaceful with that?
Boy.
Kind of like felt like a disappointment in myself, even for letting something so small be so upsetting.
Yeah, it's, it all depends how you relate to that object, you know. Betrayal could be one thing. I don't have a clearing for stupidity. That could be
too bad.
Bad. Oops, you know.
Yeah.
So I don't have that. If this resonates with you and you're really upset now, or you know you got a lot of energy still hanging on, what you could do is a whole lifetime clearing. And to do that, you'd want to go into the special clearing. It would be whole lifetime for you. And then you would go in there and clear that energy out for losing, misplacing that object or having it broken.
Yeah,
that
sounds like a really good idea. Too bad you don't have a clearing for stupidity. That one is one I think I would use quite a bit in my own life.
Okay.
But unfortunately, we are out of time, so I'll turn it back over to you, Ron.
Go to the mind of heart drop, so here we go. I'm going to say out loud, and I'll command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. And here we go. That's what you do. We'll count from 10 to 1 backwards to bring the energy down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It should feel like going into your heart center. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hey, everybody, thank you for listening. Thank you, ladies. Thank you, Elizabeth. And we'll see you later. Bye, everyone. Blessings.